Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As of yesterday, Zimbabwe had recorded 8,315 COVID-19 cases after 12 more people tested positive. It had 7,804 recoveries and 242 deaths. And we are also going to look at the world figures, Gibbs.
Yes, when we look at world figures, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 44 million people who have contracted COVID-19. Out of this number, there are 1,169,052 who have actually died. When they are reporting about America, they are saying that there are roughly about 8.8 million people who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 226,864 have actually died. Forum. Sabona ukuthi ke inxa sikhangela COVID-19 ekuqaleni khonapha singakangeni kukhetho lwe-America. Sabona ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kulabantu abayi 8,315 asebabanjwa COVID-19. Bese sithi abayi 7,804 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Kuthi ke inxa sikhangela njalo abayi 242 sebabhubha. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Sokulabantu abedlula 44 million asebabanjwa COVID-19. Kuthi abayi 1,169,052 sebabhubha. Kunapha kwele Melika sebefika phose 8.8 million abantu asebebanjwe COVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 226,864 sebabhubha. Ye, kunjalo Jonga.
Ndizvozvo vadiwa vateereri nevatariri, nhasi muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitika kunze kwenyika nezviri kuitika munyika. Tiri kutarisa pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 nezuro bazi rezveutano rakazivisa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita 242 ndo vafa kusvika pari zvino, kana kuti mazana maviri nemakumi mana nevaviri ndo vafa pari zvino. Vanhu vachiri kurwara nedenda muZimbabwe vanokwana kuita 269, kana kuti mazana maviri nemakumi matanhatu nevapfumbamwe ndo vachine chirwere. Mushure mekunge vanhu wandu wevanhu vapora wakwira kuenda kunosvika pa 7,804. Zvichirova kuti nyika pari zvino yaane vanhu vanokwana kuita 8,315 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, tichisanganisa vanhu vese. Tichitarisawo zvakare pasi rose, vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi mana kana kuti 44 miriyoni vabatwa nechirwere ichi, vanodarikawo miriyoni vachifa. MuAmerica muno vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni masere nezviuru mazana masere vabatwa nechirwere ichocho. Tichabatawo tichitarisa zvakare huru kuya tichaita nhasi inyaya yesarudzo dziri kuitwa muno muAmerica. Kwasara svondo rimwe chete kuti sarudzo dzinge dzichiitwa. Ndo nyimwe yenyaya yadzatinge tichikurukura panapa. US elections, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke kunambo njokujonga ekhuluma saletulela kunoku kukhetho lwemelika kuti kambe kuhamba njani kuna manje. Siyabona ukuthi ke ukhetho lwemelika luqhathekile okunye okumangalisayo kulabantu abaningi abangene kukhetho lolu. Nxa sikhangela lwamongameli kuzobuya lolunye ukhetho lwama-senators, kuzobuya nabe-House of Representatives. Siyabona ukuthi sibili abantu baluthakazelela ukhetho lolu njalo balandela okunye okumangalisayo. Siyabona ukuthi ke Jonga, there are so many issues that are being discussed, you know, when it comes to the US elections. One of the top issues is COVID-19. You know, there are some opposing sides to this kind of discussion on COVID-19. And then the other issue concerns, you know, immigration, healthcare, and so forth. So even environmental issues are under discussion. And when we look at who is contesting the presidential elections, we know that there are roughly about 8 people or more than that. So there are some people who are called primary presidential candidates, who include Mr. Donald Trump, who is the incumbent president, who's running mate is Mr. Mike Pence, who is the current vice president. Then we've got Mr. Joe Biden of the Democrats, and then his running mate is Mrs. Kamala Harris. So we've got other candidates like Howie Hawkins of the Green Party. She's running with Angela Nicole Walker. Then we've got Joe Jorgensen, who's running with Spike Cohen. And apart from these people, we know that there is also musician Kanye West, who is not featuring in certain areas like others. So there are so many of these people, roughly about 7 of them, who are not featuring in the main ballot papers. So then we've got some Senate and House of Representative elections as well. So, but so many issues are being discussed, and this is what Americans call participatory democracy. Jonga.
Ongu wadio watereri ndizo zuzo ya izu kutawuruwa na Gibbs pano kuti musarudze emu Amerika tate ishtarisa kune sarudze emu tungamiri wenyika ziki kwa ipa hapo msua 3 mwezi unoya kana msua 3 mbuzi kuita sarudzo ze nembo ze paramende ne darire senate kwa zetao sarudzo ze vamwe wanengo wachizo bata shigaro mune manga matunu pawano waruku upinda musarudzo vakuru vanganzi kana kuti vari pamusoro munyaya iyoyo tine mutungamiri wenyika vari vebato Republican Party vaDonald Trump vanenge vachikwikwidza vachitsigirana nevanenge vachivatevera vaMike Pence kouyawo vaJoe Biden vanenge vachimirira bato reDemocratic Party vachitsigirwa naamai Kamala Harris kune vanonzi vaHowie Hawkins vanenge vari vachitsigirwa naamai Angela Nicole Walker kuita vaJoe Jorgensen vachitsigirwa naSpike Cohen kune vamwe vanomwe vari kukwikwidza ipapo kusanganisirawo muimbi Kanye West uyo anenge achivhoterwa mune mamwe matunhu kuti anga achikwikwidzawo kuita mutungamiri wenyika Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've got our guests lined up right now. We've got Mr. Tamuka Arakwatiso. He is a Republican. And then we've got Mr. Busani Busontini, who is also who's actually voted, you know, in the election, and he knows what he voted for, and he was telling me that he did what is called mail-in balloting. So this is another issue that is also causing a lot of issues in USA. We also have Mr. Kutula Machazi. Mr. Machazi is an independent commentator based in Canada. So welcome to the program, gentlemen. I think Mr. Watiso has been slightly cut off. We hope we're going to connect with him very shortly. So his line is not very, very clear. Let's start with you, Mr. Ntini. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Jure and Mr. Jongwa.
Yes, so we know that there are so many issues that are being discussed these days. You know, when it comes to elections, there are so many of these issues. Top of the list is COVID-19. Tell us what is going on.
Yeah, I think COVID-19 is definitely a concern, especially it had a big impact on the campaign. As we all witnessed, Trump continued having the campaigns pulling, big crowds, whereas Joe Biden was more, following science and following the health aspects, and not conducting any, campaigns where he was holding any rallies pretty much. Most of his rallies were, online, and not too many people were present, where he was. So, COVID-19 definitely, is a big issue in this election.
So, okay, I would tell about COVID-19 in Daba, issue kanga kukona.
COVID-19, Baba Dube, iphambanise kakhulu ama rallies ama Democrat. I'm a Democrat, by the way, Dube. So ama Democrat azange anelise ukuthi enze ama rally ngoba balandele imthetho yabezempilakahle, but ungakhangela ama Republican no Trump, hayi, uqhubekile esenza ama rallies kodwa sibonile nje abantu abaningi kuba even laye ethola iCOVID esiba COVID positive. So abantu abaningi abazange banelise ukuya kuma-rallies kodwa vele abantu sebelandela i-online, abantu basebenzisa ama-network, ama-social media, ikakhulu ama-WebEx, labo-Zoom. So yebo, ama-rallies azange bekhona, akuthi abantu behambe kuma-stadium kodwa abantu hhayi bayenzile ku-social media lamanye ama-engine.
And roughly 66 billion people have actually voted, and you have voted as well. Tell people what is happening.
Yeah, so a lot of people, we decided to, you know, to use what is called the absentee ballot. Okuchoyo ukuthi nje mina hayi ngelanga lokhetho mhla November 3rd I won't be able to go to my constituents near voter. So I requested from my county, which is, you know, a county in New York, to forward me my ballot, and I was able to fill in my ballot and mail it. And not only, after mailing it, I didn't just rely on the post office to say it was delivered. I even, you know, placed a call to check if they had received my ballot. So there's a big issue in terms of, like, you know, people using these ballots, because there are some fake ballot boxes that are being planted, you know, all over the counties and all over the country, you know. So sometimes if you want to guard your vote, you have to make sure that you deliver your ballot to the appropriate, authorities.
Yes, Chonga.
Yes, let me ask
you. Is Chonga in? I think Chonga has got some few challenges here and there. Are you there, Chonga?
Yes, I'm there, Gibbs.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Machazi. I think Mr. Machazi is around. Let's see if I can connect him. Mr. Machazi, can you hear me? It seems as if he has gone off the radar as well.
I think we've got a slight
problem. But what I see is Mr. Chonga is around, but maybe he needs to cut out and come back. So now when we look at the issues here in USA, there are so many of them, and one of them is to do with COVID-19, as we've said, and others as well. So it seems as if there's a lot. So let's listen to Mr. Joe Biden and Donald Trump on various issues.
It's a worldwide pandemic. It's all over the world. You see the spikes in Europe and many other places right now.
Trump says a vaccine may soon be ready. Biden says that's too late for the more than 220,000 Americans who have died.
Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Each man accused the other of corruption, Trump apparently referring to the business dealings in Ukraine and Russia by Biden's son, Hunter.
All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening.
Biden denied the allegation.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China.
Trump said the Chinese account was not secret, and he has done business around the world. He denied news reports that he has paid little or no U.S. taxes in recent years.
I prepaid my tax tens over the last number of years, tens of millions of dollars I prepaid.
The debate comes as U.S. security officials warn of foreign attempts at interference in the election.
That Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree, and now we learn that Iran is involved.
Trump said he has stood up to foreign rivals.
Because there has been nobody tougher to Russia between the sanctions, nobody tougher than me on Russia. Between the sanctions, between all of what I've done with NATO, you know, I've got the NATO countries to put up an extra $130 billion going to $420 billion a year. That's to guard against Russia.
So there are so many issues, Mr. Antin, that are being discussed here. And one of the issues is corruption and several others. So looking at how the election is going and the candidates that have been fielded here, we know that there's Mr. Joe Biden. There's President Donald Trump with Mike Pence, and Mr. Joe Biden is with Mrs. Kamala Harris. And then we've got Howie Hawkins with Angela Nicole Walker as a running mate. Then Joe Jorgensen with Spike Cohen. So as it is, you know, tell us a bit about some of these candidates. Are they known?
No, some of these candidates do they are being strategically planted. Like you can see, most of them, they're not, on the national coverage. They're only being planted in certain states. Uh-huh. So they are picking states that they think these candidates will help to dilute the vote and take away votes from a certain candidate. Mostly what we are seeing, I'll use an example of Kanye West is a Republican, or he's Republican leaning. So he's being blinded by the Republicans in certain states, let's say Louisiana, where there is a sizable black population. So they are trying to get the black population away from Biden for them to vote for Kanye West. And also this will play out big when it comes to the Electoral College. Uh-huh. Because the Electoral College, you know, there's some states where, you know, the winner takes all, and then there's other states where these Electoral College have to be, shared based on how many votes you actually got. So there's a chance that, you know, with people like Kanye West coming in, they may skewer the Electoral College for Biden.
So, okay, it's kind of fun. Isn't it?
Abantu labanye abafakwa amabizo angazwakaliyo bafakwa kule mbangela bafakwa ikakhulu ngama-Republican ukwenzela ukuthi bethathele amavoti uBiden lo Harris. Ngoba la bantu abafakiweyo ungakhangela uKanye West wayazakala kakhulu kwezemusic. Ufakiwe kwezinye indawo kodwa kafakwanga endaweni yonke. Ufake, for instance, endaweni enjengeLouisiana lapho kulabantu abamnyama abathexaxa. So bafake ngale ukuthi ethathe amavoti abantu abamnyama. And lokho kuzaba le impact sokubuya kwindaba yama-Electoral College alapha e-America ukuthi khona khona umuntu owinileyo dawini yonke into. Kuba lokho kodwa ngama-Electoral College, I think there's 538. Umuntu ukuze ethole i-presidential nominee ukuthele i-president kumele athole about 270 Electoral College members. So there is a chance ukuthi khona khona lokho kwenzakalayo ngokufaka la maxhakela athize ungaphambanisa i-Electoral College okungabangela ukuthi uTrump njengoba luza i-popular vote egcine ewina nge-Electoral College.
Yes, so now we've got other guests here. Hold on. They've got Priscilla Ndlovu, who is in Washington State. And I stated as well, we've got Mr. Utula Machazi, who is in Canada. So, Mr. Machazi, you are an observer. You are seeing what is going on in America. What's your take on the elections?
Thank you. It's quite interesting what is happening in America because since I started following the United States elections, I think this is really arguably unprecedented. I say so because the way Donald Trump is trying to, play around with the electoral system, is trying to play around, which is a fundamental instrument of democracy. And also, as Santini has just said, you know, the way that they are planting people like Kanye West, which is, I think, to me, is very sad, because how can people like Kanye West, who are icons in the black community, be used to justify, you know, someone like Donald Trump when they've really not done enough for the black people? And also just generally for the democracy of America.
Yes, hold on there. Let's get to Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu in Washington State. So give us your take on what is going on right now in terms of so many people voting. What is going on? Mrs. Ndlovu, I think she may be in mute. Mrs. Ndlovu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. So many people are voting. What is going on?
I think a lot of people are voting because they don't want the 2016 repeat. When the Democrats went to the polls in 2016, they thought they had a winning ticket. And they lost states that they were not supposed to lose. But I want to go back to talk about the difference between 2016 and 2020. In terms of electoral votes. We remember that around the election time in 2016, Comey came up with his letter saying that he was reopening Hillary Clinton's case. And if you look at the studies that these people, that Trace polls say what happened between that period,
uh-huh.
that's when Hillary lost the election because a lot of people were voting. And when they heard that Hillary's case was being opened, more people went for Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump won Pennsylvania narrowly and won Michigan and Wisconsin narrowly. And I think this time the Democrats are aware of that.
Uh-huh.
That's why they are bombarding Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. They want to go back and win states that are going to be able, enable them to win the electoral vote. There are other places where they can plant Kanye West, because without those three states, in the past, the Democrats are not able to win the election.
Uh-huh.
And if you are going to plant Kanye West in New Orleans or Louisiana, it's fine, yes, but it's not a good strategy because Democrats will never win Louisiana. It will always go Republican. And then they will get the electoral votes there. But I think this time Biden's team has been more strategic than Hillary's team. Because Hillary, the other thing that made her lose was that I think she was just confident, and people like me thought, who is going to vote for that clown? But now we know that from the past 2016 that there are people in America that vote for clowns. So in order to avoid that, to make sure that that clown doesn't win.
Let's not call, okay, let's not use certain words. Okay. Yes.
Like, for instance, people would describe Trump and see, oh, there's no one who's going to vote for him. He doesn't look like he's serious. But it turned out that people voted for him when some of us thought, there's no one who's going to vote for him. Hillary's going to win. The reason why there's a high turnout, now we know that whichever way we look at a candidate, there's someone who sees value in that candidate.
Okay, so now hold on there. I think Chonga is around. Chonga, can you hear me? Chonga, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? I think Chonga can't hear me.
I just wanted to mention one thing.
Yeah, yes, go ahead, Don Chase. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, following this the debates and the discussions, I think this election is thin on policy. People are not really articulating what they want to do. I mean, they do say, but then it's really not, the whole election is not really anchored on, you know, on really policy substance.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you know, the politicking and seeing what can give us votes and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is bad for democracy and politics, because people want to know exactly what is going to happen. Like right now, you know, just because we are really not focused on policy, Trump can say, oh, we're going to get vaccine next week. People say, okay, good. And then he politicizes, he politicizes COVID. And then people don't focus on what are the policy options, what should we do? But they look at, COVID as a political symbolism. So I think we're losing quite a lot on policy.
Mm-hmm. So now, hold on there. Let's hear whether Chonga Kanemiri can hear me. Chonga, are you there? I think Chonga can't hear us. He's going to join us very shortly, together with Mr. Tamuka Kwatizo. I think they got cut off in the process of recording this show. So let's go back to Ms. Ntini. So Ms. Ntini, looking at how things are going in USA here, so now, do you think that the elections will be free and fair?
I think the elections will always be free and fair, and I say so because in the U.S. we don't have a situation whereby we have one institution like in Zimbabwe, we have ZEC, you know, controlling the elections. In the U.S., you have elections being, controlled at the county level, state level, so there is
you know, there is a chance, of course, that, you know, certain states where they are leaning Republican or Democrat, mm-hmm. they could, you know, see an opportunity to mess with the numbers. But I think overall, U.S. elections will be free and fair, as always. There is enough, you know, safeguards, you know, enough mm-hmm. procedures to make sure that things are free and fair.
Okay, so I think Mr. Tamuka Ara Kwatito may be here now. Mr. Kwatito, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Kwatito? I think Mr. Kwatito can't hear me, so we'll try another link for him. Yeah, so let's go back to Ms. Ntini. So, Ms. Ntini, looking at the votes, are the votes actually protected when we look at complaints from the Republican candidate?
No, I think normally the votes are protected, but that doesn't mean that certain elements may not try to do certain things. We have heard of a few fake, you know, ballot boxes that are being planted in certain states where someone would just like put a dummy and people think it's an actual ballot. So if you put your ballot there and then all of a sudden it disappears. So, and also, you know, there's this issue of like limited ballots as well. Mm-hmm. So there is a chance that, you know, dead apples may do something, but I think overall that should not skew the results of the election. I think it should be a minimum if there's anything.
Yes, so I can see Chonga Kanemiri, but can you hear me, Chonga? Can you hear me,
yes,
sir?
I can hear you, Gibbs.
Yes, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. We've got many people are now trying to connect the Republican person who is in Georgia, I think.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Ntini. You were saying something. Can you continue?
Yeah, I was saying, I think, you know, the votes will be protected. I don't think there will be an issue with, you know, once people have voted, that their votes won't be counted. I think once you put in your vote, the only challenge, though, is the mail-in ballots, the cutoff time. I know there's already, like, you know, fights in different courts. Let's say in Wisconsin, where Trump and the Republicans are saying, you know, there has to be a cutoff time much earlier than the Democrats would like that cutoff for receiving the ballots. So I think when it comes to issues of when the ballots are received, will they be counted or not? That's a big issue that people have to follow. I think we've also seen the message is kind of changing for the Democrats. Now the Democrats are encouraging people to actually go vote in person on November 3rd because they fear that, you know, given the way the courts are set up, when you look at the Supreme Court now, they are leaning Republican. So there's a chance that the Republicans could get their own way and certain votes may end up not being counted.
Yes, Tonga.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tini. I see now we have Mr. Gwatidzo.
Yes.
Connection was erratic there, just like what was happening with me here. Mr. Gwatidzo, you've, I think, heard what some of our guests said here, and you were itching to say a word. Mr. Gwatidzo is a member of an organization called Black Voices for Trump. Welcome, Mr. Gwatidzo. You can go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for having me on your show. How are you doing, gentlemen, and how are you doing, ma'am? So I was listening to the few issues that my other panel members here were stating in terms of with the Electoral College and what happened in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I'll basically just start off by pointing out when you were saying that President Trump is not really doing anything for the American people. Keep in mind that when President Obama was in office, he came in trying to be the voice of change, gave a lot of Americans hope, saying he's going to bring Americans together, bring back change throughout the country. And when he was on this, we basically said that he was just another politician that was not. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Kotito. We're still waiting for you. Yes, we can hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, go ahead. So when the American people noticed that President Obama didn't do anything but divide the country, and with me being a product, I went to a historically black college and noticing that funding for our schools, majority minorities, was basically taken away, and looking at minority businesses dropped down to 15%. When President Trump came in, we were looking for someone who was not in office. We didn't want a politician. We understood, many of us did understand what we're getting with President Trump. We didn't want him to come out and be politically correct. We wanted someone to come in and basically drain the swamp to remind the government officials that they work for the people. So if you see, that's why he won in 2016, and that's why he's going to win in 2020. The reason why, I can say a few things. If you look at how the economy was doing when President Trump, the first 4 years, the Democrats never gave him an opportunity trying to come up with this crazy ideas about Russia and things like that. Now you're finding out that Joe Biden's son was the one actually conducting business with Russia, trying to put dirt on President Trump to stop him from doing his business. But if you look at historically black colleges, which I'm a product of, we usually go back to the government and ask for millions of dollars every year to get funded. But with President Trump, he basically gave $250 million to black colleges for the next 15 to 20 years. Then you look at the crime bill that Joe Biden put in favor of in 1994, in which if you look back in 2015, he was asked if he regrets voting in favor of that crime bill. And he stated that he doesn't regret anything, which that put a high number of minorities, especially African-Americans and African-American males, which I'm part of, put in prison. Then if you look at his running mate, Kamala Harris, look at her when she was DA in California. She put a high number of African-American males in prison, and to an extent that she even held back evidence to where she was forced by the courts to release evidence that she has to free an innocent black man. And that's what you see now. If you're looking at the crowds that are gathering for President Trump, they are much higher than Biden. And they're not showing you that when you go on TV, they just show you the front of Biden's campaign. I attend Biden's campaigns and I see what's going on there. It's not a large number of people. The cameras are not going to show you what's behind, because behind are Trump supporters waving flags, because Biden is not liked by the American people. You won't see the media telling the truth. That's the same thing. They'll come out here and tell you, oh, Trump has no black support. But you've got organizations like the Black Voices for Trump, which is for one, and another one which we just unveiled a few weeks ago, which is called Blexit. Blexit is called Black People Exiting the Democratic Party. Then there's another organization as well, which if you type in hashtag walking away, it's people walking away from the Democratic Party. Biden has been in office for 47 years and another 8 years under President Obama. Why hasn't he fixed the country, the economy? He hasn't done nothing. Many people want, if you notice how the Democratic Party uses race, because when you use the race card, it's a wound that we haven't healed through slavery. So if you bring that in, it definitely wakes up and opens that wound again.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
Yes, I can see the two gentlemen there shaking their heads. Maybe I can start with Mr. Mashazi before I go to Mrs. Ndlovu and then to Ms. Tintini. Mr. Mashazi?
Okay, thank you. That was a very interesting perspective from someone who supports Trump. And seeing being somebody who is not in the United States, I think one of the issues that I want to go back to is, will this election be free and fair? I think it's not going to be entirely free and fair. And the reason why I say so is not because I kind of favor Republicans or the Democrats. But if you look at, there's intimidation and there's no specific programs that are being done to or processes that that are addressing intimidation. There's misinformation. There's deliberate undermining of the electoral infrastructure. We're talking about, you know, like for instance, the post office machines, limited ballots, and so forth. and also the assaults on media. Media is really critical for engaging dialogue between the political actors and the people on the ground. So it's not really about what happens on the day of the election, but also the process leading to, towards the election. So I think that there's a problem there.
Yes.
Thank you
question.
So much. Is that
Your
okay?
Tips?
Go ahead.
Yes, Baba Machazi, kufake 1 minute in
Debele. Okay. Yeah, so I think the problem is even now, lapha ukuthi khona inasingeni ama elections lawa ukuthi azaba free and fair, akumelanga sikhangele ukuthi kuyabe kunjani ngelanga lokhetho. Kumele sikhangele kungakasukusela abantu besa kankasa. Ukhangela ukuthi khona kulokwethuselwana, kule misinformation, bantu babetshela idokuzeni information engayisiyo. Kuzethiwa khona ama post office imchine eza process ama ballots iyakhitshwa ngcane nxa kule 5 kuthi kusale 2, and then kuzethiwa khona and then ku media ama journalists uzethiwa khona athethiswa ukuthi khona against lokhu ungakhuluma kubi ngomunye umuntu. So kuthiwa khona wrong, ungakhuluma kuhle right. Manje lokhu kuyenza ukuthi khona abantu bengabi lelokhu zene-information e-right ukuthi benze ama-choices a-right ukuthi bethi hayi mina ngifuna ukukhetha lo kumbe hayi lo ka-right ngenxa yalokhu.
Ye, siyabuza kakhulu Jonga. So Mr. Machazi is saying that there could be a bit of some challenges concerning the media as well, because it seems as if journalists are being intimidated as well by some supporters. So I think let's have Mrs. Ndlovu's view on, you know, the freeness of this election, Mrs. Ndlovu. Can you hear me, Mrs. Ndlovu? Are you there?
I think she's on mute.
Yeah, I think so, yes. Okay, go ahead, yes.
Surrogate for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was coming to talk about the election, but I wanted to say that in America, in addition to what Ms. Machazi has said and Ms. Fintini has already said, there is always going to be a free and fair election. But for this particular year, we see a difference because there are efforts by those in power to try and suppress the vote. Whether it's the vote for the black person or the vote for the white person, there is not going, in preparation towards the election, right now, it's not fair. Because if I prefer to vote by the post, my vote must be counted as long as it gets there on time. And the reason why there is a political party that is focused on creating false boxes, mailing boxes so that they can get other people's votes and destroy them, that makes the election not free. The fact that somebody has tried to make the post office dysfunctional for their own purpose, that makes the election not free. The fact that there is misinformation about voting, that makes the election not free. If you are going to misinform people because you want to cripple the vote or you want to weaken the other candidate, that removes the fairness of the election. And this is the first time that I've experienced this in America. And I just wanted to say one thing about draining the swamp and bringing Obama, who is not on the ballot here, is that there's one thing that I can speak for Obama, which everybody else knows in the world. Obama did not leave any of his partners or employees in prison. But for just 4 years, we have a president or a candidate who has people in prison. And what does that mean? Is that draining the swamp or swamping it when you are saying you are cleaning it? Like just making the post office that has been functional for years dysfunctional, it's criminal. that's my view about a free election in this country.
Thank you so much, Tonga. Maybe, okay. Yes.
Can I respond?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so when we talk about free and fair elections, I definitely agree with you in terms of that. But we have to look at the facts here. If we look at President Obama, because everybody's saying, well, the post office and stuff like that is President Trump and whatnot. Let's go back in date. If we go back, you can Google February 5th, 2015. President Obama was actually the one who implemented defunding the postal service because they were not doing their job. A lot of residents in America were complaining because they're not getting their mail on time. People are not receiving their social security checks on time. So that you can, I can see you shaking your head, ma'am, but you can go on Google. That's public information. February 5th, 2015, he implemented defunding the postal service, and he did not want to make any changes in to make the postal service better. So this was implemented during the Obama administration. So as you know, things in government do take time. So just because now you see everything that President Obama did while his office starting to take place, and now it's becoming publicized because, of course, we've got the media, which we think tells the truth, and we know what happened in 2016. I'm not going to even go there with the media. But when you look back and you see that if the media is one-sided and they're not reporting facts, you see issues where it's, oh, President Trump is the one responsible of the mailboxes being taken up or whatever. But let's look at the president who actually put that in place. So just because they are picking up the mailboxes and everything now with Trump in office, he's not the one who implemented that.
Right. So let's turn to Mr. Ntini. Mr. Ntini, do you agree with what this gentleman is saying?
I think what Mr. Guatito is saying really, those are sound bites from a Trump rally. Those are sound bites from what Trump presented during the debates. So I think I would choose to ignore anything that he said, you know, and move on to other important things.
So, but when we look at the, you know, the security of the vote, I think that is important. And voting itself, is there anyone trying to block voting and all those kind of things?
Yeah, I think as I indicated earlier on, definitely we know there are certain states where the mail-in ballots are being impacted. Like let's talk about in Wisconsin and the Supreme Court ruling. And also there's a lot of misinformation, like Mach has indicated. There's a lot of things that we see online. There's a lot of robotics, you know, these emails and these messages that are being sent in, you know, in their millions and overwhelming the networks. Mm-hmm. So definitely there's a lot of misinformation there. There's a lot of issues with Russia. You know, we talk about Iran. And also, like, when you look at COVID-19, I think, is the biggest enabler of us not having free and fair elections. There's a lot of people that will fear going out to vote. So by nature, COVID-19 will also play a big impact in terms of, like, how many people come out and vote. But I think at the end of the day, I think the U.S. has good, you know, safeguards. There's good institutions. If anything, yes, there could be a chance for, you know, elections not being free and fair, but I think it will all balance out at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Chonga?
I wanted to give Tamuka the opportunity to speak in Shona or what he has been saying, because we haven't heard anything from him in Shona. Mr. Tamuka, Pamaka Mira, you meet the Mutigiri, Wawa Donald Trump, Nebatara Republican, what he deemed.
Okay. And in Nagamira Batore Republican, from the Black Voices of Trump, Vanu Atema, Vanu supporter for President Varipo Ezin. Nadaku Kwanzaguri, when the Zanzai Taurwa, which means the voter suppression. Depe on my faith of voter suppression, because from a mailing ballots, Muganyaso Tarisa, I'm not sure I can mind you so or a mailing ballot, Panipanyo, a return address against the chief. Mganyaso Tari Sabanibanyo on the mail back to the Democratic Party. And Democratic Party, it could mail, and I have a case here, Muno Mujoja Mandiri. vanhu vasina kurequesta mamailing ballots. I received 2 in the mail. This now requesta even 1. And I have people who have been receiving multiple mailing ballots. How is that voter suppression or kind of the e-democratic party without Obama votes? Then at the same time, apana voter suppression of one sakuitika, because everybody needs an ID code on a voter, the same way you need an ID code driver motor when ID code is urani. So if you give me valid evidence of voter suppression, then I can understand. Kana muna sina ku request a ballot, ngasa tumire ballot. And ngasa tumire 4 or 5 my ballots kana sina ku request. But that's the way to steal my election. So far, apana my valid reasons ekuti pano anaru kusapreso. And kana mchiti pano anaru varuita varku nyesa. It's all my Republicans. I mean, I attended Joe Biden angari muno msavana, Georgia. Ndikana ku event yake. And the way I was treated, nema Democrats at that event, apa I'm a citizen as well.
Yeah.
Ndakatengwa nema zai, I've been called names. In America, I've never dealt with racism until I became a black Republican. I've been called an Uncle Tom from Wanatema. I've been called a sellout. But at the end of the day, I also want what's best for my community. So how is that being a sellout? And where is racism actually coming from?
Thank you so much.
Let's go to Mrs. Glovo. Chip in there, and then we'll go to Mr. Machazi, briefly.
What we are missing here, we have to state facts as they are. What I'm hearing here, like Ms. Ntini is saying, is like I'm at Donald Trump's rally, which I don't attend. We cannot be trying to dispute these things that my fellow friend is repeating, because we hear these things every day. Your experience, unfortunately, it's sad, but if the truth were to be told, if you have someone who speaks every day and they get debunked to be telling lies, this is where the problem is. Let's stay with facts. If you went to Biden's rally, it's unfortunate that you were treated that way. And I don't know how they knew that you were a Trump supporter. How did they know that you were a Trump supporter at Biden's rally? You must have gone there with something to provoke the situation. That's why they knew you were a Trump person. That's the only way I can conclude that. But we have to get facts here. We have evidence, voter suppression, which is repeated on the media every day. In California, they set boxes and those ballot boxes that were collected, they discovered that they came from the Republican supporters. We have someone who is in court, who works at the post office, who was collecting ballot boxes, papers from the post office instead of putting them and distributing them to the rightful people, and he was throwing them away. I voted on a ballot paper. The ballot paper doesn't say, the envelope on the outside doesn't say return it to the Republican, to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. There is nothing like that. That's a typical Trump stance to try and say that those who are saying that there's voter suppression are lying.
Okay, if we can, since you said let's state facts, I definitely agree with you. With me, I can give you dates and the person who wrote down those articles and the news company that basically stated that. Like I said, for the post office, February 5th, 2015, you can look it up. We all got cell phones, smartphones. We can look it up. It won't take that long. And also, for the mail-in ballots, it's happening on both sides. You got Democratic people finding ballots. You also got Republicans. If you go back on ABC News, on their website, September 24, 2020, or if you go on NBC News, September 25, 2020, they found military ballots, because military, they send in their ballots because they may be on duty or anything and they cannot vote. And they found military ballots in the trash. And that's something that you can look up. So if you're saying let's state facts, can you give me dates? Then I can look it up as well, because for facts to be understood, we have to present them with evidence. And with me, if you want me to read the articles, I'm definitely happy to do that. If you want me to show you my phone, the screen, I'm happy to do that. Let's present facts. Let's not be like the media that's quick to jump and say because we're so into one candidate, because one candidate is not one who we desire. One candidate is calling us fake news. Definitely we can call you fake news. I was at like the event that I told you. The people that wrote the article, I went to school with one of the girls. We were on the debate team. I was on the college Republicans. She was on the college Democrats. She wrote an article because she works for the news media. And it stated that the Republicans basically enticed the violence that happened at the university, which wasn't true. Because for one, I know, when you go to such events, you need to record. I have a video that actually shows the opposite. So let's fact with their facts.
Thank
let's
you. Not try to Thank speak. You.
Can you break those facts up for me, please?
Thank you, Mr.
What you just say, they're not facts. They are lies. Period.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's get Mr. Wutula Machazi. Mr. Machazi, you are an observer here, listening to all these sides. What's your take on what's going on here?
I think first thing, I think if he says there has been ballot papers found both coming from the Republicans and the Democrats, I think that's one very clear evidence that the system will be rigged. And then the next question is, if those anomalies have been identified, mm-hmm. what is the government doing to correct that situation? Because they are the ones who are responsible for running the election. So they should be the ones held responsible for making sure that there is nothing that is amiss. And the other thing is, when we talk about intimidation, misinformation, and so forth, mm-hmm. Personally, I'm not talking about, the things that I observed on the ground, but I've heard the president say it. I've heard, I'll even say the president. The president always talks about these issues, and sometimes he actually thinks that they are okay, and he says, he says some things that you really sort of get surprised that the president would say. Mm-hmm. But, in terms of, there was a talk about Obama having initiated this policy of reducing the post office machines. Okay, but now also when you're implementing policy, there are timing issues. It becomes suspicious when at the very end, when the post office machines are going to play a critical role in an election, where you start now pushing more and more. Why this? You had 3 years to implement that policy, but then when it comes to a certain time, you feel like you've got to push more. It raises some questions on people like us.
Yes, Chonga.
Thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Machazi, thank you. Mr. Gwanzura, maybe you want to respond to Mr. Machazi. He said, well, if it is true that the Obama administration approved the removal of postal boxes in some areas, and then 4 years down the line, President Donald Trump implements that law, what's your take on the timing there, Mr. Gwanzura?
Mr. Kwatizo.
While Mr. Kwanzura is still trying to maybe unmute, I had one more point about the media.
Go ahead.
When the media says things that we like, we complain. But when they say things that we like, the media is okay. Let's not undermine the role of the media. If we've got problems with the media, we can correct those issues. But the problem with people is, the media, they equate the media being bad with when they are not saying things that they like. That's not the case. Even if the media is saying the things that you don't like, listen to them and then address those specific issues that are raised by the media. Not to say the media is fake. Of course, all media, we know they are not angels. They've got certain leanings, just like the Fox or maybe any other liberal media. But let's not, I would not discount the folks. I would listen to them, but still be able to come up with an informed point of opinion because I've listened to the folks of the CNN or any other media.
Thank you, Mr. Machazi. Your last word, Mr. Ntini?
No, it's, listening to my friend, Mr.
Kwatito,
you know, the good thing is, like, you know, this is a democratic society, but it's disturbing when you hear someone pretty much kind of quoting Trump word for word. We have a long way, but let's hope that, you know, people do the right things. And when I look at the organization that he's representing, you know, the chairman of that organization is actually Herman Cain. So you go figure. Herman Cain is pretty much the today's Kanye West. So they may be blinded as well.
Yeah, we find this in the beginning.
Can I respond if it's okay?
Yes, go ahead.
And I'll say, may his soul rest in peace, Mr. Herman Cain. He passed away earlier this year with COVID. But going back to, if you ask the question why it took so long for them to take out the mailboxes and things like that for the UPS.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you keep in mind, when a president puts something into motion, it takes the House and Senate to vote it in to make it possible because of the American process. And for the past couple of years, the Democratic Party has been distracted trying to smear our president with false accusations. Then when it pushed to this year, if you go another date where you can look it up to its effect, August 16, 2020, Nancy Pelosi called back the House on Sunday. They were supposed to vote for the second stimulus package for the American people to help with the COVID relief. But they actually dismissed the House and went on break.
Yeah.
And while they were on break, she called back the House.
You have 30 seconds.
Okay. So they came back and voted on that process. That was August 16, 2020, this year. So you can look that up as well. Another fact where they came in and voted. That's why those boxes were being removed so far late in the game to make the president look bad. But people don't do research. That's how we end up in situations like this. So,
don't you say, Mrs. Ndlovu, your last word. Mrs. Ndlovu, go ahead. We're waiting for you.
Okay, thank you so much,
yes.
Mr. Voice of America, for taking me to the Trump rally. Thank you. I think when going to meet to the media, I like what Mr. Machazi is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many stations, media stations in America. If we vary and listen to 5-7 stations for one specific reporting, and you find that 5 stations agree and there's only one that says the opposite, then you have to evaluate and say, why are these other media stations agreeing with what is happening on the ground and there's one station that is disagreeing? It's unfortunate that President Trump has done things with executive orders that he has signed. If it was a problem with the post office when people started complaining that the mail was being disrupted, he could have done an executive order to remove what President Obama had left to make sure that things function for the purposes of a free and fair election. This post office thing really is an issue for a lot of people. And I didn't know about the Obama thing. You could be right, but it doesn't mean that
thank you.
By Obama has to be done by Trump.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That is Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu. She's an independent political commentator based in Washington State. We also had Mr. Kutula Machazi, an independent commentator based in Canada. Mr. Musani Mbusontini, another independent political commentator based in New York. And Mr. Tamuka Kwatito, who is a Republican based in Georgia. Signing off is Kip Chube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Good night.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Good night.